Hello, sports fans. This is Papa Romeo with your weekly KBMF Sports Report. Hey, just in case you hadn't noticed all the team buses in town, it's that time of year again, basketball tournament season. March Madness is nearly upon us, but we've still got a little February fever to get out of the way. Chloe Thatcher and the Butte Central girls basketball team scorched the Butte Civic Center hard court over the weekend as the Maroons claimed the title at the Western Class A Divisional Tournament and will be the top seed out of the West at the Class A State Tournament in Great Falls. The Maroons will open with Glendive on March 8th. Thatcher, a senior who will go on to play basketball for Rocky Mountain College, was unanimous pick for tournament MVP after her 27-point performance in the Maroons' 54-46 win over a powerhouse Browning team. Thatcher averaged 22.3 points per game in the tournament and was joined on the all-tournament first team by fellow Maroon senior Megan Michelotti. The Butte Central boys also punched a ticket to state, but had to use the back door as they took fourth place at the Western A, also at the Butte Civic Center. Facing Browning in the third-place games, the Maroons led by 11 with less than 4 minutes to play, but the Indians finished the contest with a 17-2 run and posted a 66-62 victory over Butte Central. The Maroons will open state play in Bozeman this Thursday at 11 a.m. against Hardin, the top seed out of the Eastern A Divisional. Butte High's girls basketball team closed out its regular season by hanging on for a 33-27 win over Billings Skyview. The Bulldogs closed the league slate 4-8, and also with an overall record of 7-11. Butte will open play at the Eastern AA Divisional Tournament at 5 p.m. Thursday against Bozeman at Montana Tech's Hyper Complex. The Bulldog boys lost their final regular season game on the road Friday as Billings Skyview downed Butte High 65-48. Bulldog junior Clay Ferguson scored 25 points to lead his squad. That gave him 53 points in two games against the Falcons this season. Butte wound up the regular season with a 1-11 league ledger and a 3-15 overall tally. The Bulldogs will host Eastern AA Divisional Tournament at Ross Richardson Memorial Gymnasium on the Butte High campus beginning Thursday. Butte High will take on Great Falls in the 8 p.m. game. The top four finishers in each of the Eastern AA brackets will earn a trip to the state AA tournament March 8th through 10th in Billings. Montana Tech's men saw senior Chris O'Neill score 20 points, grab 6 rebounds, and dish out 7 assists to lead Montana Tech to a 77-67 senior night victory Saturday over the University of Providence in a Frontier Conference basketball game at the Hyper Complex. O'Neill was one of 3 seniors honored before the game, as the Ore Diggers also recognized seniors Trent Molesworth and John Chapman. The win snaps a 5-game losing streak for the Ore Diggers, who have made a habit of scaring teams only to fall short at the end. Tech will play at Montana Western in the first round of the Frontier Conference playoffs on Tuesday. The Tech women were edged 71-69 by Providence earlier on Saturday at the Hyper, as a last-second shot went wide of the hoop for the home team, putting a damper on Tech's senior night celebration. The Ore Diggers honored Monica Landeck, Bailey Armbruster, and Courtney and Kaylin Coverdale. Tech's roster lists only one actual senior in Landeck, as the Coverdale sisters and Armbruster are juniors eligibility-wise, but they will graduate this May. Tech's women carry a 3.68 team GPA. This has been Papa Romeo with your weekly KBMF Sports Report. Thanks for listening.